why did you decide that you wanted to run for the West Burlington School Board?
I wanted to be a positive voice for the community and the school district, you know, by asking questions and making the best decisions for the kids. So I thought that would be, just to be a positive voice.
Tulane says this is his first run for public office. He says it was his family that led him to take this step.
Well, I got a senior in school, and I got a fifth grader, and I know a lot of the kids at the school, and I just want to hopefully that I could represent them. They have a good representative for them to help them get through their school years, stuff like that, you know?
What characteristics, personal characteristics, traits would you bring as a board member?
Open mind. I'm an open-minded person. I'll bring a positive feedback, just, you know, a good vibe for the school board, and not a whole lot, like, much more than that, you know, just being a positive vibe to the school board.
At this point, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the West Burlington School District, and how, as a board member, would you address it?
You know, we got some small challenges, but one of the biggest challenges is cap of the kids at the West Burlington High School. We have open enrollment, and we don't have no cap, so the classrooms are a little bit big, you know, and I'd like to, you know, see what we could do to help that out by maybe trying to get a cap, or if not, try to limit the kids there of some sort. Would be a great start, you know, that'd be a good start. Otherwise, there's not a whole lot of, I guess, pressing issues. We just, the school board just let Danville football system come in, so we merged with Danville too. Not only do we have Notre Dame, but we have Danville, which is a great position, and then that'll come up in another year, so I'd like to be a positive voice for that.
Tulane says while he supports open enrollment caps at the high school, he is not quite sure what the cap would be set at.
What number I would like is, I don't know right now, but I think we're pretty much landlocked in our school for building a bigger school, so we'd have to go up, and that would cost a lot of the taxpayers some money. And so I'd like to see some kind of a cap for the high school. Like I said, I don't know what that would be. We'd have to explore what would be a good cap. You know, we don't want, you know, too small of a cap, but yet we don't want to have our classrooms busting at the seams either. And have
you been preparing for this first run at office and this run at school board?
I've been preparing by I've went to a few school board meetings to see how it goes and how things roll. I've been talking to a lot of the parents, and mostly I've been talking to a lot of students to get, you know, some of their ideas, how they feel, how the school's going and the direction it's going, and back and forth. So I've been talking with them a lot, preparing and doing stuff like that.
Tulane says beyond his call for open enrollment caps at the high school, his run for school board is pretty cut and dry.
I'm going to bring a positive voice to the, not only to the school board, a community, that I'd be a very good representative, and to be just basically be a positive voice, just to let them know that I'm going to put the kids first, and, you know, that they're going to be my best interest. That's what I'm going to take. And the school board is, you know, basically the kids, the faculty, the coaches, you know. So that's what I would like for them to really know about, is that it's, you know, it's for the kids. Really don't have an agenda, you know, just to keep things on a positive basis.